Great New Orleans trumpeter and vocalist Greg Stafford spent much of his childhood in the Central City neighborhood. He saw lots of parades, often sang in church, and developed a real love of music. Came time for high school, Stafford had a chance to join the school band, if his mother approved. So he told her,
I don't have an elective at the moment, so the band instructor asked me would I be interested in music. Oh, no, I don't have no money to pay for no horn, so you can just scratch that. So, but the band instructor had informed me that he would be willing to give me an instrument. So I told her that. She said, no, I'm not going to sign anything like that because if you lose it, I'm still responsible for the instrument. So I was a little upset. I went back to school the next morning. So the band instructor, he was standing in the office waiting for me. I says, well, look, my mother don't want to sign the papers. He said, well, why would she sign? I said, because she feels that I'm going to lose the instrument and she's still going to be responsible for paying for it. He says, tell her don't worry about the instrument. No, if you lose it, don't worry about it. So I thought, wow, that's great. I go back home. My mother says, no, I don't want to hear that. You're not going in no instrument or music. And furthermore, that's that. So I cried like a baby all night long. Next morning, you know, my mother was working at Woolworths at the time, and she would get up like maybe 4:30 in the morning, and she would be leaving out the door around 6. So she got up early, and she came, touched me. She says, look, I'm going to sign this paper, but you tell it, man, I'm not going to be responsible if you lose the instrument. So went to school, and that began my introduction into the wonderful world of instrumental music.
Greg Stafford started on trumpet, developed fast, and has stayed with it. He's led his own fine ensembles now for many years and plays Jazz Fest Saturday, April 27th with his Young Tuxedo Brass Band and Sunday, April 28th with his Jazz Hounds. Hear this and other WWNO Jazz Fest minutes at WWNO.org.